When Governor Abbott took the stage to deliver his State of the State message in January, people expected him to call for a constitutional convention, but Abbott went one step further.
Senator Birdwell and Representative Phil King, you know as well as I do that the future of America cannot wait for tomorrow. So I am declaring this an emergency item today.
The two men Abbott singled out had already filed legislation for a so-called convention of states. They want to pass amendments to the U.S. Constitution that, among other things, would require a balanced federal budget and impose term limits on members of Congress, which got listener Jessica Larson of Austin thinking, that seems like a pretty tall order. So she asked us,
what would this require? How likely is it?
Larson says for most of her life, the country has been more or less balanced between Republicans and Democrats. Today, Republicans dominate the national government and almost two-thirds of the state governments.
The idea that we would have a new constitution just because the Republicans seem to hold the majority of power nationwide was a bit shocking to me.
Political science professor Cal Gilson from Southern Methodist University says he thinks that's exactly why supporters of such a convention are acting now.
Because they may not, will not always control as much of government in the United States as they do today.
The Texas Senate has already approved the measures on a party-line vote. They're strongly favored to pass the House as well. If they do, Texas would become the 10th state to call for such a convention. Then what? Charles Rocky Rhodes teaches constitutional law at South Texas College of Law, Houston.
The United States Constitution provides that on application by two-thirds of the state legislatures, which would be 34 states right now, that Congress is to call a convention to propose amendments that then are going to have to be ratified by three-fourths of the states in order to go into effect.
Rhodes says the only precedent for such a convention is the one called in 1787. Delegates were sent to Philadelphia to amend the current governing federal charter, the Articles of Confederation, but wound up scrapping it entirely and writing the Constitution we have now. The possibility of something like that has conservatives like Barbara Harless, co-founder of the North Texas Citizens Lobby, afraid special interests could hijack a convention.
What if a real Article 5 convention proposed amendments with unintended consequences that actually increased federal powers and did not restrict them?
That's Harless testifying against the convention measures when they came up before the Senate State Affairs Committee. Like Governor Abbott, she's convinced the federal government is running amok. But she thinks nothing, even the threat of jail time like Texas's legislation mandates, would guarantee delegates would carry out their state's wishes.
People often ask me, well, Barbara, you know, you just want to sit around and do nothing. We want to do something. Well, drilling the holes in the bottom of the Titanic to let the water out is doing something, but you're going to sink the boat.
The Texas legislature and the nine states that have already called for a convention have all used model language from an organization called Citizens for Self-Governance. The Austin-based political group is led by Mark Meckler, a co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. The group did not respond to a request for an interview for this feature. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.